Reading for February 19th, entitled, Receiving His Righteousness. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. We who have fallen through the transgression of the law of God have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. The way is open for everyone to prepare himself for the second appearing of Jesus Christ, that at his appearing we may be vindicated, having put away all evil, and having overcome through the cleansing blood of Christ. Through the intercession of Christ, the image of God is renewed in mind and heart and character. Through the blood of the only begotten Son of God, we obtain redemption. We are in this world to honor God, and from every devising that would in any way tempt us to dishonor our Redeemer, we must turn away. In Christ we have before us the pattern of all righteousness. He has pledged himself to be our guide, our preserver, our governor. We are transgressors of God's law. Our only hope for salvation was in Christ taking upon himself the guilt of our sins, bearing the penalty of transgression in his own body on the tree. He made a full oblation of sacrifice, and by that one oblation of himself made it possible for us to live in obedience to God's commands. We are to become his loyal subjects, having pure and undefiled religion, and depending upon the one grand principle, by grace are ye saved through faith. I beseech everyone to walk and work in the fear of God. Satan is always seeking to bring poor souls who have lost their bearings to the settled determination that they will act as they please. We must stand where we reflect light. God's grace is great, and those who will press closer and closer to the side of Christ will not be overcome. We shall gain everything by drawing near to God and humbling ourselves before him. As we do this, let us remember that we are heirs of God and joint heirs of Christ, that we are to be partakers of the divine nature. I say to all, let not one unholy thought or feeling be cherished. The power of the grace of Christ is wonderful. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up for the trusting believer a standard against the enemy. Pray, brethren and sisters, pray for your individual selves. The love and grace of Christ far surpass our finite conceptions. Plead as for your lives to be cleansed from everything that defileth. Put on Christ in deportment, and show an unselfish interest and kindness for the souls of all. We must catch the theme of redeeming love and press on to know the Lord, that in simplicity we may reveal his character. Taken from Letter 72, dated February 19, 1906, to Brother and Sister Farnsworth.